Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
God. God bless you today. We welcome you today to the God in the Mist radio broadcast, also known as Get 'Em. We want to welcome you tonight to tonight's program, to tonight's broadcast. My name is Pastor Helen Price. I am the sister of our host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, who is having a special time with the Lord tonight. She'll be on at the end of the service to close us out. And we come tonight to just thank God for him being in our midst tonight. We're coming for the fourth week tonight and to hear the word through God's anointed servant, Pastor Shirley Bird. Oh, our hearts have been blessed for the last 4 weeks. Oh, my goodness. I missed one of the services, the second one, but I got in on the first and the third and now the fourth. Oh, I thank God for this precious woman of God. I felt like the people on the road to Emmaus. My, did our hearts not burn as we heard the testimonies that God gave through this precious woman of God. Oh, I thank God for what he does in people's lives. And I thank God for what he has done in Pastor Shirley Bird's life. Precious woman of God, anointed, awesome woman of God. And that's not giving any kind of, like we're just giving some strokes on somebody's back for a reason or whatever. But we're giving glory to God for the good work that he has begun in Pastor Shirley Bird and for his anointing upon her life and for the service for which God has used her in, for whom God is when she's been faithful in a few things. And I thank God for continually making her ruler over much, touching the hearts of men and women in prisons and other places. Her testimonies making a difference with God's favor upon her life. So I thank God for her tonight. I'm going to begin with a word of prayer, and then we're going to have an invite and introduce to some and present to others Pastor Shirley Bird. As we come in tonight, she's going to minister the word, and we're excited about what she's doing. I also want to thank God tonight for my daughter, for Joy Price, my daughter who's our engineer tonight. Apostle does a job. It's a job that she does with the radio program and with the broadcast. I thank God for her. There are things that some of us can do very well. I'm depending this night on the precious Holy Spirit. I'm coming boldly to his throne of grace tonight for his mercy, his love, his kindness to be manifested, and for his grace to be upon my life and our lives tonight in the service. For I really thank God and honor what he does through Apostle Kizzy. It may seem like it's easy to some, but we really have to rely on the Holy Spirit. It takes me and my daughter, two of us, to do what one apostle is doing. So my daughter, Joy Price, I thank God for her consenting to be tonight as our engineer. She does each time the apostle would ask us to do that. And I'm very, very honored to be able to stand in as host tonight. And again, we're leaning and relying and depending on God by his precious Holy Spirit to lead and guide us tonight. So we come tonight to open up in a word of prayer tonight. Father God, as we come this night, Lord God, we come to worship you and to reverence you tonight. You told us to trust in you with all of our hearts, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, and you would direct our path. As we come this night, Lord God, we come and we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We come into your very courts with praise. We have the privilege to come into the holies of holies to worship you tonight in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you again for all of your manifold blessings. We thank you for the greatness and magnitude of your love for us, and that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious darling son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for who you are in our lives. We thank you that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the bright and morning star. You are the lily of the valley, the blessed and only potentate. And we love you tonight. We come and worship you in spirit and in the truth of who you are. Oh, we worship you tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you even now for your precious blood that was shed for us, for your body that was broken, that we might be redeemed, even from every work of the enemy, that we might be reconciled unto the Father, that we might be sanctified, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and that we might be made the righteousness of you, Lord God, in you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Again, because of your precious body that was broken and your blood that was shed, you ratified a better covenant based on better promises, ratified in your blood. And we thank you that because of you, Lord Jesus Christ, we have a relationship with God our Father, not just religion, Lord God. And religion is not bad, but pure religion, Lord God, is to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. But you've given us a right to have a relationship with you, an everlasting, eternal life, and life, and life more abundantly. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for that abundant life, which includes healing, health, and wholeness, prosperity, plenty, and more than enough. Blessed to be a blessing unto others. Oh, we're so grateful to you, Lord Jesus, for that abundant life. Thank you for protection. Thank you for deliverance from every bondage and habit. Thank you for joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, we appreciate you, Lord Jesus. And then you told us it's for our benefit that you go away. For you said, if you go not away, then the precious Holy Spirit would not come unto us. But you said, when he has come, he would lead and guide us into all truth. He would show us things to come. He would give us the power, the might, ability, and strength to witness, to serve, and to love. He would magnify and glorify you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He would take the things of God and reveal them unto us. Oh, we're so grateful to you, even now, Lord Jesus, for even now sending us your precious Holy Spirit. And precious Holy Spirit, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for shedding love abroad in our hearts. We thank you for sealing us and keeping us till the day of redemption. We thank you for being the one who is our comforter, our paracletos. Thank you for coming alongside of us and inside of each one of us to empower us to lead a victorious and overcoming life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. We yield to you tonight. We say, have your way tonight as never before. We thank you tonight, even now, precious Holy Spirit, for being the intercessor through us, for being the spirit of supplication and of grace. Oh, Lord, we thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for being the spirit of grace, of every earthly blessing, favor, and the special ability for what you called us to do. That's what we're looking for you tonight, precious Holy Spirit, is to give special endowment upon Pastor Shirley Bird tonight. Hallelujah, as never before. Oh, we thank you, Lord God Almighty, for who you are in our lives. And so we, as we gather together, Lord Jesus, in your name, you told us in your word that if just two of us would gather together in your name, there you are in our midst. And this is what this program is called, God in the Midst. So when we know that you're in our midst, you're here to meet us this night at the point of our need, whatever that need might be. So we gather together tonight. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for showing up and showing out on behalf, Lord God, for touching people, even at the beginning of this service, those that may be going through in their body, for healing, delivering, for setting them free, Lord God, for meeting every man, woman, boy, and girl who will listen to this broadcast, both now and in the future, Lord God, for meeting each one at the point of their need, whatever that need might be. So we just wanted to take a little time to love on you, Lord God, as we begin this service tonight, and as we prepare our hearts, Lord God, to hear from you through your precious servant, Pastor Shirley Bird. So we love you tonight, Lord God. We honor you. We reverence you. And we say again, have your way, have your way, have your way in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. And now, Lord God, we thank you now for Pastor Shirley. And we give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you much honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Shirley?
Pastor Amen. Shirley. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I can already feel the anointing before you even begin to minister forth the word. And so we're not going to tarry any longer. I want to thank God. I want to present to some and introduce to others Pastor Shirley Byrd. What precious woman of God, let the Lord use you by his spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bryce. First of all, I'd like to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. I would like to honor my bishop, Bishop Phil Brownlee, and my first lady, Pastor Sherelle Brownlee, and Apostle Barbara Kizzy, and Pastor Mom, and also you, Pastor Helen, and everyone else that's on the line to join us tonight. So first of all, I will be coming from Jonah, the book one and book two, but I'm going to skip through the verses. So I won't be reading the verses in total. I just really want to tell the story. And we know that we all go through obstacles in our lives, and we always have choices that need to be made. At a young age, we learn what was right and what was wrong and the way our options and to see what the best outcome would be. But sometimes we didn't know the best choices, and God had to step in like he did with Jonah. So I'm going to go right in. So God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach to the people because they were so wicked, and he was tired of it. He was tired of all the chaos going on. But instead, Jonah ran the other way and got on a ship to Tarshish. He was running from the Lord. And we know oftentimes we run away from what God is telling us to do because we're not ready to stop doing what we're doing, or we make the choice to be disobedient no matter what the consequences are. So the Lord sent a great wind and a violent storm, and the men thought the ship was going to break in two. So they threw all their cargo overboard and to lighten the load. But Jonah was below deck sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep with all this going on? Get up and call on your God." So evidently they served a different God. But he wanted Jonah to call on his God, because if a God can move the sea like that and move the ship like that, you know he must have power. So he said, "Get up and call your God. Maybe he will save us." I would like to use for a topic today, God's escape route. Some of us get so comfortable in our mess that we don't see how much it affects anyone else other than ourselves. So sometimes we need an escape route in order to make the choice to do the right thing, even when we don't even know what the choice is. So the sailors was like, "Who brought this on us?" So in verse 8, they asked him, "Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? For what are you?" So who you are, who you some kin to, who your auntie, who your uncle, who your nephew, because we ain't laying our life on the line, and we don't know who you are. We don't know what kind of trouble you bring with you, but they just didn't know that Jonah was running from the Lord. Jonah said, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea in the dry land." This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord because he already told them so. So they have seen the power of God, of what he can do. So even though we are willing to be obedient or disobedient, it don't mean that everyone else is willing to go down with us or to be punished with us for the choices that we make. So when that happened, people have to try to find their own escape route. So they asked Jonah, "What should we do to make the sea come?" He told them, "Throw me in the sea." Now, you know, we have to think about that situation, like, throw him in the sea. I'm not finna hurt this man like that. But sometimes we have to remove our own self from situations so they can be made right. And that's what Jonah did. He was telling them how to remove him so God would calm everything, because he was the problem. So in verse 14, they cried out to the Lord, "Please, Lord, don't let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man. For you, Lord, have done as you please." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made a vow to him. They saw how strong the power of God was. Now, I don't know which God they were serving, but they knew they God was not capable of doing what Jonah God was capable of doing. So when you see the power of the Holy Ghost and you see the power of God working in something, you're going to change and go to that God because you know he's the true and one and only living God that can change anything. So even though Jonah was disobedient, the souls of the men still got saved and delivered. And Jonah was willing to sacrifice himself, so God sent him an escape route. God sent a whale to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, and the Lord commanded the fish to vomit Jonah onto the dry land. Another example is in Genesis 22, around verse 1 through 14. God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. He said, take your son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there a burnt offering. Now, I don't know about y'all. I don't think I could kill my child. And I had to question the voice that told me that. But it's awful difficult for us to think of doing something like that. But we have to have faith and trust God like Abraham did to know that he was going to have an escape route anyway. So Abraham took Isaac and he traveled for 3 days to the mountain. At some point, Isaac noticed, he said, well, we only have fire and wood. Now I can imagine that Isaac thinking that something don't seem right. So he asked him, Father, well, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? All Abraham said was, God will provide. So I guess that was sufficient for Isaac. God told him to, and he built the altar and placed the wood on there. Then he tied up Isaac and laid him on the wood. As he lifted the knife to kill him, the angel of the Lord called him and said, Abraham, Abraham. Abraham said, here I am. He said, don't lay a hand on that boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the bush. See, God would send us an escape route, just like he has been doing for me all my life. I just wasn't aware of it. Now, I'll go through something that brought me through that he gave me an escape route for. At a young age, my mom left us for my dad to raise us. And this was before I even started going to school. And he ended up with an abusive lady, which was our stepmom. Now, she put a hot iron to my little brother's leg. He was about 2 years old. I had no choice but to tell somebody. See, that was my escape route from that lady. Then after he married another lady, and she joined church and he joined church, they began to give us the spiritual foundation in God. Didn't know at the time I was learning how to use their escape route. But of all the things I went through, such as the sexual abuse from my uncle and him murdering my brother that I talked about in the first session, and then he went to prison for 20 years, which made the abuse stop, that was an escape route. But God made that decision because I was too young to make it for myself. Now, through the drug abuse, I was not in my right mind to make a choice. So one day my son-in-law came to me and he said, Mom, your daughter cried herself to sleep every night saying, you just don't know my mom. That's not her. She used to be like this and she used to be like that. I don't know who this person is. But I thought because my kids were grown and gone, I wasn't affecting nobody in my house. And you know, if we think we're affecting our kids, we're going to do something about it because we ain't going to try to hurt them. So that night, we traveled around to find a treatment center to tell me. While I was in treatment, they took us to a coffee shop called Hager House for NA meetings. And I met the owner. Her name was Pastor Sylvia Wood. And she immediately took to me. And she said, I want you to come and live in my transitional house when you get out of treatment. Didn't know that her and her husband pastored the church. So I went through our transitional house, and I joined their church, and she taught me how to live again in Christ Jesus. She was my escape route. Then the Lord sent me Love Outreach Ministry, which gave me a purpose to help others in need, people that had went through the same thing I went through, to go out and feed the homeless and help other addicts, and especially people in prison and anyone else that needed help. But he gave me the prison ministry as my passion. I didn't know that this was allowing me to heal even more, giving me an escape route from the woes of my past. Then he sent me a team of volunteers to help me so I didn't have to do it alone. Like Apostle Barbara Kizzy. She came as a volunteer. And it helped my ministry grow. He knew what I needed. And God had my back. That was another escape route. Then they sent me to Peace Tabernacle Church under the leadership of Bishop Phil Brownlee and Pastor Sherelle Brownlee, where I'm now an associate pastor. Because there was not any other churches that I went to that acted like this church, loving and caring and kind from the moment you walked through the door. I was free to worship and work and escape the stigma and the restrictions that man had put on women in ministry. That led to me joining the Pastoral Fellowship, which Bishop Brownlee always also is one of the founders. That was an escape route. But the Pastoral Fellowship, they surrounded me with a whole village of people to be my escape route when the enemy tried to rear his upper head. See, God has set on the side just people just for me to have an escape route. Just like he had Jonah, the whale was his escape route. And Noah, the ark was his escape route. Ruth and Naomi, Boaz was their escape route. Abraham, the ram in the bush was his escape route. Even in the Jabez prayer, when he said, enlarge my territory, that was giving him room for an escape route. But God sent the ultimate escape route when he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross to save us from the sins of this world, because he loves us so much. He loves us as he loves himself. He knew the turmoil that we were going to have to go through and that we were going to have to encounter. In order for us to have everlasting life, we needed an escape route. In order to escape the fires of hell, we needed an escape route. When the doctors say we ain't going to make it, or we sick and this is over, God has an escape route. When we can't feed our family, when we can't pay our bills, so no matter what you're going through, God always has an escape route because he knows the plans he has for us. We need an escape route in order to fulfill the destiny that he has for us. When you think you have no way out, there's always an escape route in Christ Jesus. And that's all I have for you today. I like to keep it short and sweet. And I thank you, Pastor Helen, for the opportunity. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Ooh, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Pastor Shirley. What a message. What a message. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's escape route. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is a profound message. God's escape route. I thank God for that word. I truly thank God for you, and it's an anointed word of God. Well, as I was listening to you and listening to each part that you went through, and I was taking my notes and saying who's responsible for all, when you were talking about Jonah, who's responsible for all of this trouble. What kind of trouble? I thought about sometimes the people that we run with. The Lord told me, make sure that you make sure of the alliances that you make. Make sure of the friendships that you make. He said, because some people got goodness and mercy, Helen, running after you right now. He said, but he said, Helen, some of them have death and other things running behind them. And we've got to be mindful. That even reminded me when you were ministering, we've got to be mindful. Even though we minister to people, we've got to be mindful who we run with. I remember some of Jehoshaphat's ships were destroyed because he was running with the wrong person. Glory to God. And that's why the Lord has said, be careful. Can two walk together lest they be agreed? I believe even tonight, if somebody been listening to you minister tonight and got to that part, there may be somebody in their life that God said, now, you don't want to let them go. You don't want to let this person go, but you're running with the wrong person. I can remember when I was out in the world, like you said, Pastor Shirley, I saw death running at me, saw me running at death. And I knew if I kept going the way that I was going, that we were going to meet up one day. But I thank God, because I would tell my family when I was young, over 40-some years ago, I would tell them, I said, if I die, bury me in a wig. Because I could see death running at me with the way I was going, and death, me running at death. But glory to God, when I rededicated my life back to Jesus Christ, I saw goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. I saw Jesus as my shield all around me. And as you said, he was my escape route. I wanted to say, as I was listening, a scripture came to mind. This is one of my favorite ones, because when I get in trouble, even in my walk in the Lord, when I've gotten in trouble, he always will give me 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 and 13. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. He said, for no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape. Oh, he'll make a way. Like you said, he'll make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And I've seen that. Sometimes we think it's easy to stand. Oh, my, it's easy to stand. But I'm telling you, God will put blocks, all kind of things, and closed doors. I've even seen people's lives have been lost because they were doing in the wrong place at the wrong, and messing with a Christian in a way of something that would kind of make them kind of go off and go to the different ways. And I've seen people actually leave from this earth. I'm telling you. So I thank God so much for that word. It has blessed my very heart today, and I thank God for you. Now, as we begin, we're going to open up, start pushing those of you that are online. Begin to press your number one key. And when you press your number one key, we got to see if it's working tonight. Press your number one key, because and we're always going to start with Pastor Mom, so that as you can begin to talk to Pastor Shirley Bird tonight, and begin to let her know what this message meant to your heart. Let her know what the message meant to your heart and to your mind. I know it blessed my heart tonight. It blessed my heart. Now, because we might go a little bit as we give each one the opportunity to say something tonight, I want to make sure that as we go, I want you to know that, again, today, I'm going to open up the lines in just a few minutes, but I want you to know today is, again, the day before Apostle Kizzy's birthday. This is the day before her birthday. And so we're celebrating. She's going to come on at the end of the service. But I also want to be able to let us be able to want to do a special blessing for her tonight. If she's been a blessing for your heart and to your heart over the years, we want to be a special blessing to Apostle Kizzy tonight. We want to be able to sow a seed into her life tonight. And if you want to do that, you can send her a Cash App, her Cash App number. And we're not just, she's good ground. She's good seed. And she's a wonderful, awesome giver. Lord, have mercy. Apostle Kizzy is a great giver. So if you want to be a blessing to Apostle Kizzy for her birthday, which is on tomorrow, the 28th, her Cash App, we're going to open the lines, but I wanted to do that now. And I'm going to get your pen and get your pencil out. Get your pen or type it into your phone. It's Cash App Apostle Kizzy. It's $ Apostle Kizzy. It's $ APOSTLEKIZZIE. I'm going to do it again. In fact, I'm going to do it three times. It's $ Apostle Kizzy, APOSTLEKIZZIE. Glory to God. And then I know that some of us, we have accounts that we just have for giving. And that's what the Lord has me to do, just have an account that I give out of. Sometimes I marvel because sometimes I don't, may not have them, but he always give me seed to sow. And when you sow in the good ground, God will give you seed back to sow. Try it. And then tonight we listen to Pastor Shirley Bird. Pastor Shirley Bird, and we want to be a blessing to Pastor Shirley Bird also. And you might say, oh, but do I have enough? Sometimes I don't have a lot of seed to sow. And sometimes God may tell me to give 5, give 10, give 20, whatever you can do, because he looks at even a widow's mite. The small, even if you just have a small amount, God will bless you back for it, a large amount. But I know this message blessed my heart tonight. And so we want you to be a blessing to Pastor Shirley Bird, too, tonight. And her Cash App is $S, the number S like in Sam, SBYRD 17. I'm going to say that 3 times. $SBYRD 17. Again, $SBY, B as in boy, like Bird, her name, SBYRD 17. I'll just say it again so you can make sure you get it. It's $SBYRD 17. Glory to God. And then one more, because I want to be able to do this too. This program would get them, comes on every single, she has about 3 or 4 different programs. And I have a program on this radio station, but mine is one that's a very tiny amount that I, of time that I have on there. In order to have the kind of time that Apostle has on here, on this Get 'Em Radio, it costs money. It has cost some money, and I know that for surety. So not only do we want to give to Apostle Kizzy for her birthday, and we want to give this to Pastor Shirley Bird, for her, for the ministry that she did, but we want to remember Get 'Em Radio. So if you want to be to give, as to be able to sow a seed, whether it be whatever it is that God lays upon your heart, start. If you say, sometimes I've gotten a little bit antsy and worried because I didn't have the seed to sow. I said that before, but then God will let me start off sometimes $5 or sometimes $10, sometimes $20, $50. I'll be wanting to give more. But whatever I have to give, he always comes back and blesses. Because, in Luke 6:38, he said, give. Then he gave one word at the beginning, give. And then he told what he would do if we would give. He said, give. Good. He said, if you give, he would give back to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. So I'm asking that you also give to Get 'Em Radio so that she can keep this program going by the Spirit of God. And she didn't ask me to do this. She did not ask me to do this. But I know that she's such a great giver, such a great giver. Some of you that are listening now, you've been a partaker of the blessings that have come through Apostle Kizzy. And the Cash App for Get 'Em Radio is $GITMRADIO. Again, it's $ Get 'Em Radio, $GITMRADIO. Glory to God. And I thank God for in advance for blessing each one of y'all. I'll say it again, $GITMRADIO. Get 'Em, Get 'Em Radio. So we thank God. I wanted to do that before everybody began to talk because by the end, some people may have dropped off. Some people might leave. But we want to be a blessing to the woman of God who ministered today. We want to be a blessing to Apostle Kizzy on her birthday for tomorrow, the 28th of May. And we want to be a blessing to Get 'Em Radio. And I praise God for each one of you. So now we're going to open up the lines now for Pastor Mom. We want to open up the line.
That was a beautiful, wonderful message tonight. I really enjoyed it. Pastor, you always do a good job. And I thank you very much for doing that good job tonight and everything. And I really enjoyed it. I love you, and I thank you for leaving, for being good to you. In Jesus' name, thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. I love you, too.
Also, this is Pastor Catherine.
Hi.
Hi. You always take us on the road. So I just want to say thank you so much. And what a wonderful word of God always give you a way to escape. And even though sometimes we say, well, God didn't speak to me, but if you just listen, he's always, his nice soft voice is always there speaking to us. And if you don't try to go so fast, God is always speaking. He's speaking, giving you a way, go this way. So I just want to tell you, thank you. I've enjoyed you all of this month. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yes. I wanted you to go longer. So you don't even have to go off of this month. But praise God. So God bless you here. And thank you so much for all of this month. And thank you all. Yeah, thank you, Pastor Helen. What a beautiful prayer tonight. So thank you so much. And I want to say happy birthday to Apostle. I know it's happy birthday, but happy birthday to her also. And I pray God would just continue to give her a little rest on tonight. Okay, God bless you all.
God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. So good to hear you all's voices tonight. Now, Pastor Shirley, we have area code 314-377. If your area code, open up your line, take yours off mute, and we're opening up your line right now. 314-377, and it ends in 70. Are you on? I don't have a name.
Hello?
314. Hello, who is this?
Minister Priscilla Fields.
Hi, Minister Priscilla.
I just wanted to encourage Pastor Shirley to continue to let God use you, because we all had to have that escape route, because we was off course at one time. We kept going the opposite way when God kept calling us back. And I just love how you brought that word and giving demonstrations on that word. And you just keep on keeping on and letting God use you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Priscilla. My best friend. That means so much to me. God bless you.
Glory
God
to God.
Thank you,
Minister Bill. Thank you so much, Minister Bill. And please, those of you who are on the line tonight, press your number one key again. Mine didn't work. Press your number one key again. And if your number one key is not working, we'll try to get with you and open up your line tonight. Glory to God. All right. Now I'm going to ask, if you're on tonight and maybe the number one key is not working, I'm going to ask if you want to say something, then I'm going to open up your line. I'll give you the number and open up your line. Hold on one second. Oh, I see that Minister Debbie has pressed her number one key. Sister Deb, area code 314-456, are you on the line? Take your mute off.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes. I enjoyed that message, too, Pastor Shirley Bird, when you talked about escape route. And it hasn't been that long ago, and I know you all know, but back in 2019 and stuff, when my house caught on fire, we were asleep, and God had a ram in the bush. My neighbor called me, and we were asleep, you know. And I said, no, I don't hear nothing. And she said, and then I looked, we went outside, and I told my daughter, I said, go next door and see if he was okay, and he was screaming, help. And then we went back and got my husband, and he had to go and help the firefighters kick the door in. Then the fire, the blaze just shot over to our house. And I think about Psalm 91, said, you know, about the terrors of night. And that was at night, about 2:15 in the morning. And I thank God for that escape route, for having my neighbor to call me and wake us up. Because if it hadn't been for her, I don't know if we would be around to talk to you.
Amen.
And I thank God. I thought about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. my Bible didn't burn. I went back a few days later and got it. It was in perfect condition.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Well, I'm just, I thought about that. I said, escape route, and then I thought about that when back in 2019. But God
Amen.
Has brought us
Won't
through.
God do it?
Yes. In a new place and everything. So I just want to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank
I just
you
thank
so
the
much.
Lord for us.
Yeah.
Because we had an escape route, and he provided an escape route. And thank you all, too, Pastor Helen and all of them, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom and Apostle. And
Hallelujah.
I'll say happy early birthday. And now I'll go back on mute and let somebody else have a
Glory
time.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Debbie. Thank you. We love you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much for coming on.
Love you, too.
Glory to God.
Okay.
Glory to God. We want to ask if, in case your number one key is not working, we're going to ask for ones that we're going to kind of ask if area code, I'm going to call it out, 314-339, would you like to say anything tonight? Area code 31, we're going to open up your line. Area code 314-339, would you like to say something? If you do, take it off mute, and you can say something to the woman of God about that tremendous word tonight.
Hey, Pastor Shirley. Shonda.
Hi.
God really used you, I mean, tremendously. I'm like, you could have, I was laying in my bed and I sat up. I was like, she could have kept going, just God used you with that escape. You broke, God really used you, broke that down. You are a true woman of God, true pastor of God that really operates in the spirit of love. It's just all over you. I mean, at peace. I could just tell that you're free and It's the love, the spirit of love is just all over you from the day that I met you. I just want to say God bless you and just keep up the good work.
Thank you, Minister. I'm so glad you called.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Sandra. We praise God. And now I'm going to open up. There's another line I'm going to open up. We're going to open up the line 973-640, 973-640. You can take yourself off mute if you'd like to say something to the woman of God about this message on God's escape route, 973-640. Would you like to say something tonight? 973-640. All right. Glory to God. So now we're going to open up the line for 732-882. Just in case your number one key is not working, usually they will text the apostle to let her know if the number one is not working. Mine didn't work tonight. Yours may not be working. So if you're 732-882, Minister Donna, if you would like to say something, come off of mute tonight so that you may be able to make a comment tonight. Minister Donna? All right. Thank you so much. Then we're going to ask Minister Carey, would you like to say something tonight? Area code 314-795. Minister Carey.
Good evening, everyone. I just thank the Lord for you, Pastor Bird, to Mom, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, and all the saints. And happy birthday, Apostle Kizzy. I thank you for the word of the Lord tonight. I can remember so many times, not one time, but so many times, the Lord has given me a way of escape. Even as a child, a young girl, how he would come in and I would be in service and he would speak to my heart as I would sit there to draw me, to give me instructions on the way to go, how to go. Even in school, just so many times he's done that. Even in sickness, the way to go. This is the way to go. And I thank you for sharing that. I thank you for the Lord. I thank you for the Holy Spirit, how he guides us and encourages us. Times of depression, get up, go, get up, stand to go. Even in times of trying to walk. He's done it so many times. I thank him for his loving kindness. I thank him for his mercy and his grace. I thank the Lord for salvation. Hallelujah. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, how he's given me a new, given us a new life and a new way. I thank him for his strength, how he strengthened us as we continue to walk. I thank him how he encouraged us. And I just bless the Lord tonight. I thank you for spending all of this month sharing. The first time you shared, remind me of when you was talking about how the Lord sent you in the prison. And I remember as you was talking that first day, how the Lord, my brother was in prison. He was in jail. How the Lord supplied a way. I didn't even have money to go where he was, but how God made a way for me to go and carry him one of those little Gideon Bibles there in jail where he was. I got there. I didn't even have a car to even rent a car, but God made a way with a J.C. Penney's car for them to give me a car to drive where he was. I didn't even know how to get there, but the Holy Spirit led me to the place to go and talk to the people and then give me a way back home. He's made so many, many ways for me, and I just praise the Lord. I thank him for all that he does and continues to do. I thank him, hallelujah, how he stables us and give us a foundation to stand on. And that we will not, even when we get afraid sometimes, he encourages, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, but just keep going, stand and keep going. I'm with you, and I will not leave you or forsake you. I thank you for the word. I thank you of your kindness. I thank you for sharing it again, and I bless you tonight. I encourage you to keep going. There's so many people that's in prison. There's so many people that need to hear, and sometimes they're not in a place to hear, but when you go in and you begin to speak them the love that you have, they can feel the love, how it draws them out of that place and encourage them to get up. And I just thank you again. I thank the Get 'Em Radio for even being here to even share the message, to have people to come on, servants of the Lord to come on. And I'll just continue to bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much for those encouragements. Sometimes we don't know that we need them, but I needed that. I just thank you so much. And my friends that came on, I just thank you all so much. It was just wonderful, wonderful.
Hallelujah. Pastor Shirley, you see how the impact of what God had you to do. What a wonderful, awesome, concise message, and even the reminder to so many because of the goodness of God. God is so good. He's so good. And when we can see he draws us with his love and with his kindness and with his ways of escape for us, hallelujah. We thank God for you, Pastor Shirley, and we look forward, you know, to all that God is yet going to do in your life. I want you to know, Pastor Shirley, as I begin to get ready to call on Apostle Kizzy to get ready to come on the program tonight, because she's going to close us off. The one thing I was hearing when we came and we moved to Memphis 9 years ago from California, and when we did, Pastor Shirley, when we moved there, out here, I didn't know which direction that God would have me to do. I didn't know if he wanted me to begin a church here or if he didn't want us to begin a church. I was willing to be able to do and go in whatever direction the Lord would have me to do. And it was at that time that Apostle invited me to be on Get 'Em Radio. And when she invited me for that month, like she's done here for a month, to be on that program, one of the things in the beginning, it said that he'll catapult you to the next level or to the next place. Little did I know he had us to begin what he began to tell me, I want you to begin Memphis Covenant Faith. And we began Memphis Covenant Faith Church. And he gave me a special assignment during that time to lay the foundation of the word in one's life. I mean, lay the foundation. It was just a marvelous thing to watch what he would do. And about 2 years afterwards, he began to have ones to begin to minister every single Sunday. Every single Sunday. And because he said, now you poured into them. Now I want them to pour out now. He said, don't you muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. He said, let them minister forth that word. And I saw God begin to do a marvelous work in that ministry, preparing ones at that time. So I thank God for what he's doing in your life, Pastor Shirley Byrd. But I believe that as they said sometime in the word, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yes, I sound Ebonic. You ain't seen nothing yet. I believe as a result of you being in at this time, being on this Get 'Em Radio program for this month, and what God has done in your life, you know how they talk about pearls of great price and a treasure. You're one of God's pearls. You're one of God's treasures. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what he's going to do at that next level, where he's catapulting you to, even after this time. I just believe you ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah of the greatness of what God is doing in your life. And I thank God for you. I thank God for the humility. I thank God for the humbleness. I thank God for you being the authenticity of your own, the way that God uses you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, as you said before, there are people that want to do like somebody else does and want to be able to do like somebody else does. But glory to God, I thank God for you and for your authentic self, your authentic, anointed by God self. I appreciate you, Pastor Shirley, and I thank God
thank
for
you. So
thank you. Many times I cry behind somebody's ministry, but your ministry brings tears to my eyes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to see the goodness of God manifested in and through your life. I look forward to seeing you, meeting you one day. Glory to God. We're out here in Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah. So we look forward to meeting you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
As we're,
so
we're closing off, Pastor Shirley, we want to again thank my daughter Joy for being our Joy Price for being, because when Apostle speaks, we want to thank Joy for being the engineer tonight and taking this time out in her night to be able to be for us to work together as a team in order to do what Apostle does each week. And we thank God for Apostle. Now, as we begin to open the lines for Apostle Kids, and we got something we want to say to her as we start. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Let's got it. Time with the one who you love with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, which is Jesus Christ. We love you, Pastor Apostle Kizzy, and I turn it over to you. And love you, Pastor Byrd, and thank you for this time. Apostle, it's in your hands now.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen. Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, Pastor Price, amen, the ministers Joy and Amber, hallelujah, and Pastor Shirley Byrd, and all of the wonderful saints who are on the line. Thank you all so much. I feel like I've just been on an emotional roller coaster. I'm sitting over here crying after hearing hallelujah, Pastor Bird, Pastor Shirley Bird talk, and it's taking me back. I'm going back in time thinking of how God made a way of escape for me. Hallelujah, so many times. Thank you, Jesus. And then y'all started playing Happy Birthday, and I started laughing. So I've just been laughing and crying at the same time over here. But just thank you all so, so much. And Pastor Price, your anointed daughters, Joy and Amber, thank you all so much. I in this time where, I was able to just come away. I feel like the Lord said, come away, my beloved. And he made a way for me to come away. Hallelujah. Just for a little time with him. And I so appreciate that. And I don't want to start crying, but I so appreciate that. And then at the same time, I wanted to spend this time with the Lord, and I wanted to hear what the Lord was going to say through the woman of God. So he made a way for all of that to happen. And, so I wouldn't have to bring my laptop to the hotel and all of that. And I thank God for you all so much, Price family. What you've done tonight for me has been invaluable. Now, y'all gave me a bunch of birthday gifts. You guys just blew it out of the water with your birthday gifts. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And then you put this on top. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you all. And then Pastor Shirley Bird, come on somebody. Amen. The escape route. And that just took me way back in my life. And I could just see God doing things. And when you come to a milestone, and I'm at a milestone, and a age milestone, and I can look back over my life and see how that those escape routes when I was young, as I was growing up, I could just see all of those escape routes, and God just took me through, some of them. And he didn't take me through too many because he knew I'd be just, so he's good like that. So he took me through some and, just bless me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the word was rich to me tonight. Amen. And I thank God for the freedom that you have, the liberty that he's given to you by his spirit to go ahead and say what he says to say. Amen. And as Pastor Price said it, to say it in the way that he would have you to say it. Because sometimes when people preach, it's like, now, is that you? I never hear you talk like that in real life. So who is that? But when you preach, I know that's you. I know that's the God in you that is speaking, and we thank God for that. Hallelujah. This really, really was blessed tonight. I enjoyed it, and I was blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I have to say with my mom, Pastor Mom, I know I'm coming away, my beloved, but I sure do miss you, Mom. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom. And but I know you're in good hands with Pastor Catherine, and we've been such a team for a while now. So I do miss both of y'all, but I'm gonna get over it because I'll be back tomorrow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and just thank you all. I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful for all that the Lord has done, and even to yet be in the land of the living, to even to be this age. Glory to God. I'm very grateful for all that God has done. And I thank you all, my Get 'Em Radio family, for just joining us and supporting us, you know, all this time and just being there. And Minister Carey, I don't think I've ever heard you talk that much in all these years. And I was in tears as you were talking too. So we praise God. Amen. And I'm trying to remember everybody who said something. And Minister Debbie, thank you so much for sharing. Amen. And, I just thank God. Oh, and I thank you all for that song. Praise God. Praise God. That happy birthday song, the gospel version. Thank you all so much for that. Joy and Amber, you guys are in good cahoots. I hope you can say cahoots in a good way. So thank you all so much for that. I know, Arthur Amber, I know you had something to do with it because you may not be saying anything, but I know you are all in the midst of everything that's going on. So I praise God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah.
And I'm just, we love you. We love you. We thank God for you. We pray you have a very blessed birthday.
Say it again, Joy.
We love you. Kisses. Yeah.
Thank you. No, no, no. As Mama would say, good kiss, good kiss. Amen. Amen. And I want you guys to know I'm very comfortable. I'm in this huge king-size bed. And I said I'm going to try to just kind of roll all over it because right now I'm the way I'm usually in my queen-size bed over to one side. And the other side looks like it's never been touched. So I'm going to try to stretch out tonight, though. Amen. Okay. So I'm just talking and talking. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. And all of those, now, I have to say, Pastor Price and I through the years have said disclaimers to people because God would lead us to say the same thing or do the thing that the other would do. And we have to let people know, no, 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 we're not doing that because of them. We didn't talk about this. We didn't put this together. This is God. And so I thank you, Pastor Price, for even, because I didn't tell you, I didn't give you a script on what to say. God gave you that script. And I praise God for that. So, you know, about giving tonight, and some of you have already begun to give. I praise God for you. The word says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So men give into your bosoms, and we always like to stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that God will make you a thousandfold more than you are right now and bless you as he has promised you. Amen. And I'm just going to add this prayer to it that may God bless you and money and things that money cannot begin to touch in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's so well able to do it. So we thank and praise God for all of you who have given in any way. And if you don't have it to give right now, God still loves you. Praise God. And he does provide seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So, you know, if you don't have it right now, he's going to get it to you. You have a heart to sow. He'll give you the money to sow. He'll give it to you to sow. Amen. Amen. And so anyway, we had not talked about that, but I was very blessed to hear that, you know, giving for Pastor Shirley, giving for Get 'Em Radio, and even to myself for my birthday. God bless you all, you know, for that. And then with Pastor Shirley, I just laughed. I sat here and just laughed because Pastor Shirley and I had a conversation earlier. and the word catapult came up. And the word, I don't know if you, I know you remember, Pastor Shirley.
I remember.
And Pastor Price said almost the same thing. And so I say to you, we did not talk about it. That was God. That was God. Hallelujah. And so you're on the path of to be catapulted by the Lord. And it's marvelous in our eyes. We see it by the Spirit of the true and living God. And as Pastor Price said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, you've seen some things. But he has more in store for you. Hallelujah. And he's pouring it out. Glory to God. Glory to God. So continue to stand. Continue to be faithful. Continue to do it the way that God has you doing it. Hallelujah. And you're going to see, I mean, not many days hence. Hallelujah. And I'm hearing by the Spirit of the Lord, before this year is out, hallelujah, the ministry that God has given to you, love, outreach, and your personal life is going to grow exponentially in the name of Jesus. It won't be a little bit of growth where you say, oh, I can see that from last year to this year. It was about an inch. Uh-uh. No, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be such a difference like night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the glory of God. Amen. And the Lord is still talking, and he's saying, because he can trust you. Hallelujah. He can trust you. You're not going to be moved by man. You're not going to be moved by who's got what and who is who. You're moved by the Spirit of the true and living God. Amen. And he's tried your heart. He's tested your heart. He's seen your heart, and your heart is after him. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So I know that Pastor Price has turned it over to me. And, I will say a few things. And then I want you to closing remarks, Pastor Shirley, because if you don't, after you get off the line, you're going to be like, man, I wish I had said that. So I'm going to give you a few more moments to gather your thoughts together, and you can give your closing remarks, and then you can close us out in prayer. Hallelujah. I wanted to let everyone know that for Get 'Em Radio, this is Thursday night. This is our Thursday night edition. Next Thursday, it will be into June. And so we're going to have something different next month. And as I sat here today, you know, I'm flowing in the Lord. There's so much going on. I can't even plan so far ahead. I got to flow by the Spirit. I got to be dynamic and flow by the Spirit of the Lord. And so we know that we're going to do something next month. And he laid something on my heart when I get back. Before next Thursday, it's all going to be in place. And from what the Lord is telling me, it sounds like a good time in the Lord. Hallelujah. And when he talks like that, he does bring it to pass. So don't miss next Thursday to see what God is going to do. Hallelujah. And so then on Sunday, this is the last Sunday of the month, and usually on the fifth Sunday of the month, we have the Memphis Covenant Faith to do the service. Well, they did the service last Sunday because, and I thank Pastor Price, amen. I'm saying Minister Joy and Arthur Amber, they came on last Sunday because Pastor Mom was going through something, and hallelujah! She's healed, amen, for what she went through last Sunday. She was in such pain. And as soon as the church service started, the pain left and never came back. Glory, hallelujah. And so we were going through so much. We were thinking about taking her to the emergency room and calling her doctor's office and all of that good stuff. And then we called Pastor Price, and we called Minister Joy, Arthur Amber. They said yes, and within, I think it was 15 minutes or so, within at least a half an hour, 15 minutes, and they came in and had a beautiful church service last Sunday. And so we thank God, and people got to participate, and they talked about Pentecost, and, oh, it was just awesome. And so this Sunday, Lord willing, I'm going to come back and preach about script, strategy, and strength. Amen. So I started a couple of weeks ago with that, part one. And we want to finish out part two on this Sunday. And I'm looking forward to that because I've learned so much about the script, the strategy, and the strength of God. It's just an awesome thing. It just has opened up my eyes to even see, you know, in the Bible, just like Pastor Shirley, like you were saying, how God gives an escape route. And you could just go right through the Bible and see all of that. And so he's opened my eyes to see how he's given people the script. He's given them strategy, and he's giving them strength. And I've walked through the Bible with him by his spirit from Genesis to Revelation, and I've seen it, hallelujah, and I know he's doing it for us right now. So we're going to hear about that on this Sunday. Amen. And then on Monday, we're having our Bible teaching, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, where God uses her to just dig into the Word of God and teach us how to dig in. And we're doing a rerun because I'm doing so many things right now. But her reruns are like, you know, they're not like leftover food. You know, but, you know, some leftovers are really good. But it's not like, it's just, every time it's just fresh because the Word of God is fresh. Hallelujah. And so this is my favorite, my all-time favorite, Lunch with Lorraine is going to be on this Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And I don't know if I said our church service, East St. Louis Christian Center Church, is on Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. But anyway, on Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, she's going to be teaching about the brook, the bag, and the sling. My favorite, all-time favorite, Lunch with Lorraine. And I make sure I play it maybe one or two times a year just for me. Amen, and hopefully other people will enjoy it as well. So she talks about David and Goliath from the perspective of the brook, the bag that David is carrying, and the sling that David is using. And so it is so good. It will change your perspective. Amen. And then on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we're having Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Speaking of changing perspective, life-changing broadcast, it has been for me, and I believe it has been for so many people who have been a part of it. And you can jump in at any time and listen to it, and then you can jump in at any time and be a part of it. So we pray in tongues. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then after they finish praying, then we have interpretation of tongues. And so the interpretations are so awesome. Speaking in tongues is awesome too. Everything's awesome when God is in the midst. And just recently, Well, the Lord has told me to go back into the interpretations. They're so rich. They're so wonderful. And there was an interpretation that we got back in November. And my apostle in New Jersey just went through surgery. And so the Lord said, get that interpretation, because an interpretation is a prophecy. It's God speaking. And send that to him. And today I sent it to him. And when I sent him that word, he said that's exactly what God was saying to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God's word never returns unto him void, but accomplishes all that he pleases in the place whereto he sent it. So here's a word from November, that, and he might not have even known that he was going to have surgery back in November, and God gave that word, and that word blessed him in May. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I'm just thinking of that now. What a blessing, Lord. Thank you. So that's what's going on Tuesday. So if you have an opportunity, even if you're at work and you can just put your, I don't know if you can do that, but, you know, or take a little break, listen, and you can just listen. You don't have to say anything. But, you know, people who used to speak in tongues are speaking in tongues now just from listening, and it's just drawing out the Spirit of God in them. Hallelujah. And then on Wednesday, we only have Get 'Em Radio on the second Wednesday of the month. And so the next Get 'Em Radio, which is Prophetic Healing, and that's going to be with myself as the host and the Harkies, Elder Philip Harkey and Minister Linda Harkey. And that's going to be on Wednesday, June the 9th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m., telling you, what the Lord has given to us is a word, and that word is what God reveals, he heals. So we hear what the word is going to be, what the ailment that God is going to heal. We hear that prior to the broadcast, and people call in and get healed. So if you know someone who's in need of healing, and I'm telling you, God is, he's not just healing the big toe, okay? I mean, he's doing some serious healing in people. You know, someone had a vertigo, and it went away, and it hasn't come back. Someone had problems breathing. They could hardly walk for a few steps, and they were winded and just could not breathe, and they got healed. Hallelujah. So God is still healing, and what he reveals, he heals, and he wants to heal us everywhere we hurt. So if you know someone, or if you're going through something yourself, call in. Amen. This is the same number, 516-418-5699. And then back to Thursday again is our Thursday edition, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back, Lord willing, on next Thursday. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord come and take us all home by then. Glory to God. All right. Amen. And Pastor Shirley, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, Apostle. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think one more thing needs to be done, and then I'm going to just thank you. And that is for those who would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. I wanted to turn this over to someone else, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I want to do it for my birthday for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I want, it's my desire for people to get saved. And Pastor Shirley talked about a way of escape. Hallelujah. And God wanted to to give us a way of escape, because hell was the path. Hell was the path. When Adam sinned in the garden, he set the path straight to hell. And when Jesus came and he died for our sin, he made a way of escape from hell and a way to get to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, you know, that the only way to get to the Father is through him. And the way through Jesus is to believe, to believe that he is who he says that he is. And it's making a simple choice to believe. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. Not maybe, not might, not a wishing and a hoping, but you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, and believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. You can choose to believe anything, but the Lord wants you to choose to believe what he says in his word. It is written. It is so. This word was written for you long before you were born, so that you could be able to make a choice and take that route, take that escape route out of hell and smack dab into the arms of your loving Father through the Lord Jesus to me with all your heart. Oh, it's a simple prayer. It's a very simple prayer. But it's a matter of life and death prayer. And this little prayer will be your escape route from hell to heaven, to the arms of God. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sin. Come into my heart, to my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. I've taken the escape route. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, everyone who has prayed that prayer today, we commit and commend them to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church on Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And you can just call this number, 516-418-5699. We believe in the Bible. Hallelujah. We're simple. There's no form, fashion, or show. But you'll meet Jesus every Sunday. Hallelujah. And if the Lord sends you to another church that's a Bible-believing church, you'll grow there. We're the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We just want to invite you to come here. But you can go anywhere in the body of Christ where the word of God is being taught, and you will learn and you will grow. And Lord God, right now we ask you to touch them and fill them with your precious Holy Spirit and with fire, and give them the power to walk right, to live right, to be right, and the power to love with the overflow of love that you place in their heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Shirley.
Amen.
Turn it over to you for closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen.
Well, everything the Lord gave me, you took out of my mouth.
Oh, come on.
I was like, ain't that something? Because he had told me, he said, to tell them to stop holding on to what God's trying to loose from them. Okay, Ruth. Because he can't send you nothing new if you're still holding on to the old. And in so many words, you said the same thing. So I'm like, come on, God.
Amen.
So I don't have anything else other than that. I just have enjoyed this month with you all. And it's been an experience that I will grow from and learn from. And I just want to thank you and Pastor Mom and everybody else that has been so loving and so supportive. My friend, Minister Priscilla Fields and Minister Shonda Scott, I was so glad to hear them come on, because when your friends come on and support you, that just really makes you feel good. So, you know, and I just want to thank everybody else for all the support and love in the comments. It was just so awesome. You know, it made me want to cry too, but I had to get off of that.
Right. Amen.
But you're going to have a message, and I have wrote that down before I seen something else on my phone. So I guess God told us the same thing, so you'll know what I'm talking about later. So, but you
Amen.
Have a happy birthday. You have a happy birthday, and I just love you so much. And you keep on doing what you're doing, because it's making a great impact on the nation. And I love
Hallelujah.
You for it.
Amen. I love you too.
All right. So if there's nothing else, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for bringing us through this month of May, every Thursday on this line, for pouring into us what your desire is. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify, we magnify you, because you are good and you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for continuing to lift us up in your word, your will, and your ways, continuing to lead and guide us in the path you would have to go. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you. And as we go from this line, Father God, touch everybody that made it to the line. Touch those that had a desire to make it on the line and did not make it, Father God. Heal those that are ill, Father God, the pain in their body, Father God. In the name of Jesus, heck up out of that. Glory to your precious name. Lord, we just thank you, and we lift you up, and we praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Whew. Amen.
Whew. Thank you.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.